You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Following the death of Alderwoman Molly Jones back in February, Racine is now seeking applications for a new 2nd District representative. People living in the South Side District that are interested must have their letters of interest and resumes into the city by next Monday. Racine County supervisors have approved funding for a partnership with Discover Media Works to produce a Discover Wisconsin TV show featuring Racine County. The contract, worth just over $100,000, includes one full Racine County episode and additional social media content to boost tourism. There's a big meeting at Racine City Hall tomorrow night. Details of the Common Council agenda and a breakdown can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine police were called to a large fight outside of a bar early yesterday. Initial reports say tasers and pepper spray was brought out to control the situation. It all happened on Washington near 11th. Park and the Prairie School are on to the semifinals of the state high school basketball tournament. Park is back after a 60-year drought. Their Division II semifinal game against Cedarburg will be aired on WRJN Friday. And the Racine Common Council has passed a new law requiring food trucks to be closed by 1 a.m. The regulation, meant to address safety concerns, prohibits food trucks from operating between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Some alders cited issues caused by late-night crowds near bars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks get rolled by the Thunder.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to one of the top teams in the NBA, the Thunder. The final score, 121-105. How did the Thunder control the game? Doc Rivers.
They were so much more physical. They definitely came in with intentions tonight and played that way. They played great tonight.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers drew the number 3 seed. They open the NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. They'll play the number 14 seed, Montana Grizzlies. Marquette is going to the dance again, headed to Cleveland to face New Mexico Friday night.
Excited to be here, happy to be here, and just, you know, excited to see our name called, because it's not particularly like common for a score, a player, a group of guys to go to the tournament for 4 years. We've actually like did the percentage research, and it's like the chance of going to the tournament 4 straight years is like 0.1%.
That's Marquette guard Stevie Mitchell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new documentary says We Are Not Alone. The Age of Disclosure premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in early March and claims aliens are real and that the government has covered up their existence for the last 80 years. The doc claims non-human biological matter has been collected from spacecraft crash sites. Director Dan Farah interviewed 34 government officials who confirmed some type of extraterrestrial life, but the film does not offer a whole lot of actual proof other than talking heads. No confirmation as to whether or not people have actually been probed. As promised, I said I would report back when I finished the show Zero Day on Netflix. The 6-parter starring Robert De Niro and Joan Allen explores what happens after a massive grid outage that kills over 3,000 Americans. Zero Day has some great moments, but ties everything up a little too neatly at the end. Having said that, De Niro is great. You've heard of Ted Lasso, the Apple TV show that premiered during the COVID-19 pandemic. It came at the right time and seemed to make people warm and fuzzy all over and give them much-needed laughs. We could use more of that now, and according to Variety, the show is coming back for a 4th season. Ted will be portrayed by Christopher Walken. Just kidding, even though I think that would be hilarious. Jason Sudeikis returns to the show that garnered 66 Emmy nominations and 13 wins. The exact release date has not yet been mentioned. SNL 50 happened weeks ago, but Variety is reporting that Bill Murray got very emotional during the festivities. The actor appeared on the Sway Calloway show and admitted to crying 3 times throughout the broadcast, especially losing it when a clip of the late Gilda Radner appeared, saying he loved Gilda and absolutely came apart when he saw her on screen. You may have thought Friday was freaky 22 years ago, but it just got freakier. Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan are back as Tess and Anna Coleman, the mother-daughter duo, who despite not having a great relationship, are forced to live each other's lives after a body-swapping incident. Wow, that's a rough sitch, even if you like each other. In the sequel, it happens again, dagnabbit. Deadline reports that Jamie Lee Curtis will also serve as a producer and Lindsay Lohan as executive producer on the sequel, which will be called Freakier Friday. Wonder how many spitballing sessions that took. If you're excited about the Oasis reunion tour but can't make it or don't want to pay the money to see them live, you will have the option of a concert film. The tour starts July 4th this coming summer and runs through November. There are no details yet as to whether the film will be just the concert itself or have some kind of narrative, but there will be egos. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little breezy out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 56, with scattered showers possible late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.